Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes, Pesachim 109, and we'll start on the last two lines on 108b on Kuf Chasim Abeis, who says, the Gemara cites a Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, HaKol Chayavin Ba'arba Kosos Halo, everybody is obligated in the four cups of wine on Seder night, Echad Anashim, both men, Vechad Nashim, also women, Vechad Tinokos, and also children, because they also were redeemed from Egypt. So that's the Tanakhama's position, but comes along Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why are children obligated in the four cups? Vachimato Elas, Yeshla Tinokos B'yayin, what benefit do children have from drinking wine? The Rashbam explains, what do you mean, what benefit? They're exempt from commandments. So why would they be obligated to drink the wine? So Rabbeinu David asked the question, according to the Tanakhama, why does he obligate the children? Even though that they were redeemed, that you shouldn't obligate them, they're children. And so therefore, Rabbeinu David explains that the children are obligated from the aspect of chinuch, that we have an obligation to educate them and to teach them. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that all of the mitzvahs, when are we obligated to teach them? When they understand the mitzvah. And here in this case, since children don't get any benefit from wine, they don't get rejoicing from wine. And so therefore, this is not for them the essence of the mitzvah, because it's not an act of freedom. And so therefore, this is not the way to do chinuch on these children. It's not the way to educate them. And so therefore, that's the way Rabbeinu David explains the dispute between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do for the children on Pesach night if they're not drinking the wine? So says Rabbi Yehuda, Ela mechalkin lahen kolayos vegos, and what you would do is you would divide up for them the kolayos, the pieces of wheat that was parched in the fire, and nuts. And the one text says on the eve of Pesach, but most commentaries and most manuscripts say actually on the night of Pesach. You give out nuts and like treats, like these parched pieces of wheat, kedei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, so that the children, as a result of the fact that there is a difference, that they're getting the nuts and the treats at the beginning of the meal, before the meal, so therefore they're not going to fall asleep, they're going to stay up and they're going to ask the Manashtana. Because generally speaking, as Rabbeinu Menoch explains, generally speaking, that we don't hand out these things until after the meal. These are like the dessert. And so therefore they're going to be surprised from this, and they're going to start asking questions about all the different things that we're doing on the Seder night. However, the Meiri says, no, that's not what's going on. The intent is not to say that because we're going to be giving out, they're going to be surprised about the giving out the almonds and the nuts and all the different things, but rather what they're going to say is because they're giving out the nuts and the treats, they're not going to fall asleep. And then they're going to see all these differences that are going on, and they're going to ask the Manashtana. So, and they're going to ask the questions about the Seder night. And the Gemara says, Amru Olava Rabbi Akiva, they said, used to say about Rabbi Akiva, Shei Mechalei Kolayos Ve'agozen Latinokos Be'erev Pesach Kedei Shelo Yishnu V'Yishalu. He said, they used to say about Rabbi Akiva that he used to hand out these treats, the parched wheat and the nuts, to the children on the eve of Pesach, so they don't fall asleep and they ask questions. And the Gemara says a similar thing. The Gemara cites a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Chotfin matzos boyoi psachim. What is chotfin matzos? That they used to grab away the matzah from the children on the night of Pesach after the children ate a little bit, bishvil tinokos, so that the children don't eat it, shelo yishnu, because we don't want them to fall asleep, and we want them to ask the questions about the Seder night. That's how Rashbam explains chotfin. However, Rashi says, no, it's not that we would grab it away from the children, but we would lift up the Seder plate with the matzahs on it, so that the children would ask the questions, and that's what Rashi explains. And Rashi gives another explanation, that it means that you would eat it quickly, so that the children don't fall asleep when they ask the questions. And Rashi says that that's the preferable explanation, because immediately after this, the Gemara brings the incident with Rabbi Akiva that he warned his students and urged them to go home and to their homes to study with the children. So that's the way Rashi explains it. So the Gemara indeed cites this next incident with Rabbi Akiva, and this is the incident. Tanya Amar Lava Rabbi Akiva. He used to say about Rabbi Akiva, Miyamav lo Amar Higia Eis Lamud. He never, Bebeis HaMedrash, that his whole life he never actually said the time has come to stop studying in the Beis Medrash and go home. He never said that except for on two times a year. Chutz mi'arvei Pesachim ve'erev Yom HaKippurim, except on the eve of Pesach and the eve of Yom Kippur. On those days, he said to them, the time has come to stand and to stop studying. Ve'arvei Pesachim, on the night of Pesach, the reason why he did this was bishvil tinokos k'dei shel yishnu, because he didn't want the children to fall asleep. He wanted them to engage in the Seder. And be'erev Yom HaKippur, on the night of Yom Kippur, he also sent his students home k'dei shel yachilu es b'neihem. He wanted them to feed their children, because it's a mitzvah on the night of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to feed your children. And like we learned in the Gemara in Brachos 8b, that whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you're fasting on the 9th and the 10th day. So you see the Rabbi Akiva, and Tosfos says it was actually on the night he sent them home. They used to learn Torah at night. He sent them home. But we see from here, the Rabbi Akiva was telling his students, no, now is the time for you to go home and be home. It's ironic, because this is Rabbi Akiva, who we know from other Gemaras. He stayed away from his family for so many years. This is the way he's telling his students, don't be like me. You have to go home and be with your children for the Seder.